Good evening, folks, and all you info warriors out there. This is Jason Burmes with kind of a surprise broadcast. I'm pre-recording my Sunday show, so we actually thought, hey, let's put this out live as well. We've got Roslyn Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com on for a full 2 hours. And if you're listening out there and you want to call in, we're going to take calls in the second hour. We're going to talk about these upcoming Navy drills that are going to be openly killing just a ton of marine animals. She's really trying to get the word out on this so it can be stopped. She's been able, you know, just spending some time with her and her community and some other great people that you're going to see in the new Obama film. You could tell these people were fighters. They fought fluoride in the water. They made sure that wasn't there. They fought a nuclear power plant coming into their neighborhood. And now she's trying to fight for marine life everywhere. And I couldn't believe how much decimation I saw amongst the tree lines. Like, these trees were literally, well, you'll see it, were on the lakes and the tops were all dying and they were getting enough sun. They should have been getting enough nutrients, literally being on a lake. And yet they were just going to the wind. And we're going to talk about that with Rosalind. We also got to talk to the mayor of the town, who absolutely admitted that there were persistent jet contrails. That's what they like calling them. They feel when they call them quote unquote chemtrails that they get disregarded in every respect. And Rosalind's been able to speak in front of the United Nations. Now, we're no fans of the United Nations here, but a lot of people wanted to hear what she had to say. And in a time when it's so apparent that there is geoengineering going on, I mean, Bill Gates can openly announce he has a machine that will knock out hurricanes, and he's going to go put these all amongst the coastline, and then he's going to tax or charge the residents for having this device there. It's kind of like the mafioso coming in and going into a local business and saying, yes, we'll protect you. You just have to pay us every month. And we would hate for anything to happen. It's a dangerous neighborhood here. And then you stop paying and all of a sudden your place gets robbed or gets burnt up. So who's to say if they can put these things out that they can't actually start them? You know, I had an interesting conversation with Webster Tarpley while we were out interviewing him for the second Obama film in Washington, D.C. And Tarpley is a very, very smart man. I was trying to get him for this program, but I just couldn't get a hold of him. He was, you know, arguing we need to cure cancer, we need to have 1,000 hospitals. And I'm like, well, Webster, we just talked to you about Eric Holdren and, you know, this, I guess, desire for population reduction, population control. And he's like, yes, but if you cured cancer, the economy would boom. And I'm like, you really don't think that they have the cure to cancer? And I'm not saying, you know, they can cure everything, but it seems to me that they don't want to cure cancer. They want to treat you with cancer and then have you die. It's a population control mechanism. Why else would they shoot you with SV40, which is an open cancer virus, in some of these vaccinations? Why else would they put mercury in the vaccines, knowing it's going to attack your brain? And just a bunch of other quote-unquote goodies. So again, I mean, it just blows my mind. But, you know, we were arguing on that point. And then he says, you have to find an alternative to fossil fuels. And I'm like, Tarpley, the electric car has been around since the 80s now. And he's like, bah. I'm like, listen, Webster, look at the stealth bomber, for instance. Now, publicly, 70s Skunk Works, late 80s. Starts getting cited, and then all of a sudden, it's in the Gulf War. Okay? Stealth technology, that was the official version. No, the Nazis had it, and it was classified for almost 70 years, just becoming public now. And he kind of had to move back on that point. So you can't tell me that technology that's in the private military industrial complex sector is not just unbelievable compared to what we have right now. What we have right now is publicly unbelievable. We have Wi-Fi networks where you can end bar arguments in a moment's notice with an iPhone. I mean, it's that simple. We are hooked in. Rosalind Peterson coming up after this, CaliforniaSkywatch.com. I am Jason Burmes. It's the Info Warrior, 6 to 9 Sundays. A little special broadcast live for you right now. Back after this.
The illusion created by the Power Elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Of course, I got my time zones mixed up. Roslyn's going to be at the top of the next hour. So in the meantime, I want to take your calls, but I want to talk about this. This is the main issue for me. Sin bins for worst families. CCTV cameras to be in 20,000 unfit homes 24/7 and having private security forces be the new big brother. It's 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Now, I'm just going to read you the article out of the Daily Express. Apparently, Secretary Ed Balls, yes, that's his real name, folks. I'm not making a joke there. Ed Balls, he's denied this on his Twitter page. He said, oh, no, the program isn't that vast and they're blowing the 24-hour CCTV thing out of proportion. Now, I don't buy it. Balls, if you will, is a big Bilderberger. He's gone several times. He's the children's secretary. See, he's there to help indoctrinate the youth. Let me just read you the article. Thousands of the worst families in England are to be put into sin bins in a bid to change their bad behavior. Oh, we have to curb bad behavior.
Ed Balls announced yesterday. The children's secretary set out £400 million to plan out to put 20,000 problem families under 24-hour CCTV supervisory in their own homes. They will be monitored to ensure that children attend school, go to bed on time, and eat proper meals. Private security guards will also be sent around to carry out home checks. That's right. No warrant, just coming on in. Hey, I'm private security. Come in here. Now, this could get messy, ma'am, or we could go back into the bedroom. I mean, you are opening yourself up to another level of corruption. Yeah, are there, you know, deadbeat, terrible families out there that mistreat their kids? You bet there are. You know, are there blights on society? Yes, but this is an excuse to get into everybody's life. And the system is much worse. I mean, statistically, you are much more likely to be, you know, raped and killed in some kind of a home. I was watching, you know, doing all this research for Invisible Empire. I'm watching this case out of Florida where they just have a graveyard in the back for all the boys that were taken into the back. It was like a trailer. And some of them didn't come back, folks. And the guys are like 50 and 60 years old crying on TV. Oh, we wanted to do something. We didn't know what to do. But now Big Brother's in your home, 24/7 CCTV cameras in the home. And those who don't want to go that route, it's the new Xbox controller. I thought it would be out by Christmas. Apparently, they're still working out the bugs. Let me just read you what this thing is, okay? Project Natal is the code name for the controller-free gaming and entertainment experience by Microsoft for the Xbox 360 video game platform. Based on an add-on peripheral for the Xbox 360 console, Project Natal enables users to control and interact with the Xbox 360 with the need to touch a game controller through a natural user interface using gestures, spoken commands, or presented objects and images. The project is aimed at broadening the Xbox 360's audience beyond its typically hardcore base. Project Natal was first announced on June 1st, 2009 at the E3. Let's see. Microsoft said that over 1,000 software development kits began shipping out that same day. All right. Now check it out. The sensor. This is the technology inside. Now remember, people who have Xbox Live are going to be hooked up to the internet 24/7. Just because you're logged in doesn't mean somebody can't hack in and get the same exact information. And we already know through Hepting versus AT&T, even though it was thrown out of appellate court last month, almost 2 months ago now. No, in fact, over 2 months ago now. Today's the 6th. I think it was on June 6th that got thrown out. So 2 months ago, they throw this case out where people were basically blowing the whistle that they had set up splitters. And into the one room, which was a server, they would copy all information coming in through AT&T, Verizon, basically every big telecommunication company out there. Everything you do on your cell phone, whether it be a phone call or a text message, on top of everything you did on the internet. What sites you visited, your emails, you name it, all there. Now, that doesn't mean a human being sees it. That means it's stored, and it probably is later run through, you know, Promise or Carnivore or one of these other, you know, mass information type softwares that looks for keywords, co-words, consolidates you, puts you into subcategories, that sort of thing. And again, thrown out twice. And it doesn't really matter, right? The Bush administration, where it was opened up that this program existed. It could have even predated them. I wouldn't be surprised. But when it came out that this thing existed, it's just retroactive immunity. Retroactive immunity. Unbelievable. How far we've fallen. No more checks and balances here. All right, so the sensor on this thing. Project Natal sensor is an approximately 9-inch wide horizontal bar connected to a small circular base with a ball joint pivot and is designed to be positioned lengthwise above or below your television. So it's basically like the little Wii thing, only it's got a camera on it. Now, here we go. The device features an RGB camera, depth sensor, multi-array microphone, notice multi-array microphone, and custom processor running proprietary software, which provides, are you ready for this? Full body 3D motion capture, facial recognition, and voice recognition capabilities. The ultimate spying device right here. The Project Natal sensor microphone array enables the Xbox 360 to conduct acoustic source localization. That means they can tell where you are in the room, whether or not they can see you with the camera or not, based on your sound. I'm breaking it down for you. Let's see. The acoustic source localization and ambient noise suppression, allowing for these things such as headset-free party chat over Xbox Live. The depth sensor consists of an infrared projector combined with a monochrome CMOS sensor and allows the Project Natal sensor to see in 3D under any ambient light conditions. So in other words, it can be pretty dark in there as well. The sensing range of the depth sensor is adjustable, with the Project Natal software capable of automatically collaborating the sensor based on gameplay and player's physical environment, such as the presence of couches or chairs. Project Natal is reportedly based on software technology developed internally by Microsoft and Hardwell intellectual property acquired from Time of Flight camera developer 3DV Systems. It's probably military folks, let's be honest. Described by Microsoft personnel as the primary innovation of Project Natal, the software technology enables advanced gesture recognition, facial recognition, and voice recognition. So we're talking on another level, whether you're smiling, whether you're frowning, whether you're upset about something, whether you got surprised, whether you're scared. It's basically reading your emotions. That'll be next. The skeletal mapping technology shown at E3 was capable of simultaneously tracking up to four users for motion analysis. That means you and three of your buddies can sit there and play Jeopardy, and it's going to know when you slam down like this who went first, and it's going to know whether or not you're answering. So you can't go like this and go, Jimmy, answer it for me. They'll know your voice. Pretty spooky, right? But Jason, it's for my kid. Oh, I love it. Well, at least unplug the Ethernet part when you're not using it. Folks won't listen to me. They won't unhook it, I promise you. They'll just, you know, have a surveillance device in their home capable of skeletal mapping technology and voice recognition. It's no big deal. Let's see. The feature extraction of 48 interest points on a human body at a frame of 30 hertz. Depending on the person's distance from the sensor, Project Natal is capable of tracking models that can identify individual fingers. Individual fingers! So far they've done, three demos, and they are hoping for sometime in 2010. So it doesn't look like Christmas time, but it is on the way. And I think, in the next segment, I'm going to pull up a clip of that where it interacts with Milo. I've talked about this before, but I really think it deserves even more attention now that we're going to be putting devices such as this, not even guised as entertainment, into homes. Again, sin bins for worst families. I mean, I can't even believe we've gone this far where we think it's okay to have 24-hour surveillance on a family because a single mother lives there and doesn't have a job. Hey, some of us grew up rough. You know, some of us didn't have everything. Does that mean there should have been a camera in our homes judging us 24/7, 365? I know there are some bad parents out there. When I went home from New York, I mean, I looked over at the neighbors and they had three kids, you know, literally in diapers and shorts, no shoes, nothing, playing on a roof with no rails. Maybe the oldest kid was 8. Yes, that woman is negligent. Yes, she's an idiot. No, she should not be a parent. But I'm not for putting a camera in her home to make sure she's good and she treats her kids right. Because then you're going to be putting a camera in everybody's home. And I'm sure the latest satellite technology essentially does it anyway. Probably sees through walls. When you have a gun that the military is now testing out called the XM-25 that can shoot curved bullets around buildings, through buildings, you can see your target. Inside, it's basically like the Eraser, if you ever saw that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I wish I had brought that clip, because it really does describe what it's like. They each have a smart chip in them. Yes, microchipped bullets. So they're already intruding, but this is on another level. I mean, this is going to be the video evidence in a court case. You realize that. Look at this terrible parent. We've got the cameras in here, but that's if they don't cut a deal with private security. Private security. It's not even going to be the official police, folks. Just private security forces. Is this going to come to America? You can bet it's going to come to America if we allow it in the United Kingdom. Are you kidding me? So what if it's, you know, 1 year down the line, 2 years down the line, 5 years down the line? That's not that far. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. Special live broadcast this Wednesday, August 6th. But it's Sunday. back after this.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon.
All right, folks, we are back. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and it's 6 to 9 Sundays. Little wrap-up show for the Alex Jones KLBJ program. And I've been really working so hard on this Invisible Empire picture. I kind of came across this new archive where I've been able to go through transcripts, and then the video will jump to that part of the transcript. It's very interesting. And I just found some really recent New World Order comments. Dana Rohrabacher, I believe it was on July 16th,
basically talked, he expressed the term New World Order, elitists, and they're taking over, and it was some kind of a patent bill. It's a bill I've never even heard of. Dana Rohrabacher, not the best. I mean, he is one of those guys that went out there and said, oh, when we go to Iraq, they're going to throw roses and flower petals at our feet. And I saw him propagate that time and time again on Real Time with Bill Maher. But at the same time, he says he's anti-globalization. He says he's anti-New World Order. Maybe he just doesn't know the bigger picture. He's also dabbled in a little Oklahoma City truth. There seems to be this mayor out of Miami. I think it's Manny Diaz. I'm not sure, but he's promoting the New World Order like crazy in the last 6 months. We are in a New World Order, and I love it. And I mean, when you see it on the cover of The Guardian, when you see it on the cover of The Telegraph, when it's being talked about with, I believe his name is Daniel Hannan, a lot of people jumped on the Daniel Hannan bandwagon about 6 months ago, a year ago. And I was never a huge fan of him. He was talking a lot of Ron Paul type things, but I didn't buy into it. I mean, I didn't expect him to come forward with some 9/11 truth. He seemed to be propped up as the controlled opposition. I may be wrong about Hannan, but he gets asked about the quote-unquote New World Order time and time again, and he doesn't use the term. So to me, I'm wondering if he's distancing himself from the term, because I don't know how people can sit there and act like there isn't a quote-unquote New World Order. The question is, how far along are we into this New World Order now? Because we're a part of it. And will the final vision be as dark and nightmarish as some have portrayed? I mean, will it be a total and complete cashless society control grid where we are chipped, where everything we do is track traced and databased through facial recognition cameras in our homes? And it won't just be through the Xbox controller. It'll be in all of our bedrooms and our bathrooms. I mean, are you ready for this? And we will be given privileges. We won't have any rights. Individual human rights are over once global governance really becomes a reality. And that's what's so sad to me. People can't see beyond that. Well, when they're talking about sustainable and, you know, the greater good, they're talking about less for you, not for the elites, not for the people that are writing these papers up, not for the people that are promoting this stuff, not for the people that are funding it, that are creating the organizations like the Carnegie Institute, like the Rockefeller Foundation, like the Rhodes Scholarship. I believe the Kissinger Institute is another one. You know, not for those guys. No, they'll be, you know, in lavish mansions with lots of land and servants, and they'll be driven and flown around, and they'll have aides and entourages, and they'll be protected. And a lot of these people do believe they'll quote unquote live forever. I don't know if that's possible yet, but you know, life extension is a reality. There are papers on it. They've extended the life of in mice and other small animals. I don't see why it's not going to be possible for human beings. Again, when you go to something like the Hearst Mansion, or I'm sorry, it's the Hearst Castle I went and filmed at, the beds are pretty small. You know, a lot of these people are not that large at this point. When you get on a boat that came over here, one of those pilgrim boats, the beds are pretty small. People are little guys. I mean, I just learned this week that the Three Stooges, the tallest guy was 5'5". The Three Stooges. Like, can you imagine that? Three little dudes. I mean, would they even be as funny? I don't know. I guess actors can get away with being short. But my point is, life extension is a reality. We have evolved on some level. We have, you know, grown up, if you will. I mean, look at our ancestors. They're littler people. They're tiny. They didn't get enough of nutrients. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, honestly, what are we going to do to stop this? Most people are just going to be kicking back the beer, loving the new, I mean, especially when the baseball game hits or Madden comes out for this Project Natal and you're the quarterback. Oh my God. People are going to be like crackheads all over again. Can you imagine it? I mean, you're Eli Manning. This is the biggest game of your life and you're back there and you're tossing it and they're like, yeah. I mean, you're going to love it. And especially if your buddy's going to be like shaking down, getting ready for the sack, coming in. People will be addicted to video games all over again. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Coming back at you, taking your calls, 888-201-2244, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
To you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior. We're live right now. Believe it or not, I am Jason Burmis. And we're going to go to Kyle in Pennsylvania in just a moment. But first, I want to play this clip. It's Project Natal. This is a little demo of a young girl interacting with an AI source through this camera.
Milo, how you doing?
Hi, Claire. You okay?
Actually, I'm a bit nervous.
You? Nervous? I don't believe it.
This is the first time that thousands of people are going to see this.
Thousands of people?
Here we're seeing Claire being recognized. And the emotion in Claire's voice being recognized. And that emotion reflecting in Milo's face. Those are all being seen for the first time.
So listen, I was thinking today you should let me beat you at football again. That is if you finished your homework. You have finished your school project.
What happened there is that Claire knew Milo so well, she knew when he was worried about something. The head was down, he wasn't looking at the camera so much, and this is about you meeting a character, a person.
Well, why don't I help you with yours? Then yours will be brilliant.
All right.
could just try to catch some fish. Draw some pictures in my journal. Maybe I'll do okay this time.
I think that's a good idea.
Lift off! Ooh. Don't know till I try, do I?
Exactly.
See? I've got everything we need.
Well, great. Let's get started then.
You've got to put these goggles on.
Goggles?
Put them on like this.
Okay. What? Like that?
Claire has been thrown a pair of goggles. Notice what she did. This wasn't acted. She felt the need to reach down for those goggles. Now, everybody, every single person that has experienced this reaches down because they feel so connected to Milo's world.
Cool. So what are we doing? Do I have to stand at the edge?
Come on. Put your hands in. It's not too cold. Ha! I bet the fish think you're a monster.
Cheeky.
Swish the water about a bit. See if you can touch a fish.
There Claire is, in Milo's world. She's in that pond. Every hand movement is being recognised. Being able to touch fish, being able to swish the water with her hand, everyone who's experienced it, the hairs are standing up on the back of their head. Now, what's about to happen is some real magic.
Well, you're good at drawing.
They're only fish, but they're trickier than you think.
Well, here, I'll have a go. Right. I'm going to do a body and a tail, the big fin and a smiley face. There we go. What do you think?
Look at what just happened.
Orange.
Claire drew a picture on a piece of paper. The piece of paper was held up to Milo. Natal recognised the piece of paper, scanned the piece of paper in. Milo looked at that piece of paper, recognised the shape, recognised the colour, and able to get on with his project.
Thanks for your help, Claire.
This is true technology that science fiction has not even written about.
Don't forget your mum's birthday.
And this works today, now.
And this will be in millions of homes around the world in this country. Oh, a little Xbox. Oh. One day I'll have my own Xbox game. Don't worry. Yeah, right. Folks, every home. Think about that device. I mean, she goes up to the pond and she moves her hands and in real time, it has an effect on the lake that she sees in front of her. She can reach out for fish. It's just unbelievable to me. I mean, I can't get over it, folks. I really just cannot get over it. All right, Kyle in Pennsylvania, you are on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Well, I think you're, not that you're ignoring, but you haven't brought up a really important part about this technology, too, is that when you got these kids on mind-altering drugs, and then now they have their own reality, it serves not only to survey them, but also as a disconnect from reality and what's going on around them as well. They become immersed in their own virtual world.
Well, you do go into kind of like a hypnotic state playing any game. And, I was a huge video game fan. I mean, I was really into Mortal Kombat. I defeated Turok. I played the Metroid games. I beat Gears of War. I'm still a bit of a gamer, Soul Calibur, and you do get sucked into that reality. And I think that this is going to definitely do this tenfold because the experience is going to be that much more insane. You know, for instance, even the Wii, even though, you're sitting there and you're playing with cartoon characters and you're playing, Wii tennis, you're a lot more immersed in it because your arms are moving, your head is moving, you're actually a part of it. And with violent video games, like, can you imagine the first Grand Theft Auto for this thing?
I don't want to imagine the first Grand Theft Auto for this thing.
Well, you know what's going to happen. I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry. I mean, I would be shocked if that wasn't the first project that they were put onto as soon as these kits were mailed out on June 1st. In fact,
well,
I would think it was
so
a foolish...
Much more,
mm-hmm, go ahead.
It makes it so much easier to then, you're in real life and you've got a gun in your hand and, you've practiced all the motions and you've gone through all the rehearsal. It makes it that much easier to...
Yeah, no, this isn't just,
people.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't just, Doom, where it all really started with the first person shooter. This isn't just pressing buttons. I think first it starts at home. I mean, it really does start with parenting and personal interactions. And that doesn't mean that somebody who ends up doing these things had poor parenting. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're just crazy.
But at the same, I mean, crazy existed before video games. But at the same time, yeah, is going to, you know, desensitize youth on another level. And this will absolutely be a tool for training, whether it's just to kill people or accept separate, you know, social situations.
Hey, can I ask you a question on a non-related subject?
Sure.
About the flu? I personally don't think that you're going to have people that are going to willingly accept these vaccinations. I mean, people are smart enough to know. Well, you're going to have some that do, but I think the majority of them is going to push back.
I hope you're right. I really see people, especially since they're going to start it in the school systems, and they're going to make it really official, and they're going to get letters home first saying, hey, and remember, they're launching it in the fall, so it's going to come with a bunch of other stuff. A lot of first-time parents or not really been through the ringer. This is going to be in the beginning of the school year, so you're already getting their kids, oh, I need to get this book, you know, I got a permission slip for this to sign, I need to sign this for gym, and then it's just going to kind of be snuck in there. Oh, by the way, if your child's going to attend school this year, they have to take the mandatory swine flu vaccine that's coming up in the first week. So I hope you're right. I really
you think
hope you're
gonna
right.
Release something?
I don't think it's going to be a release. Really, I think what's going to what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to get sick from it. Number one, a few will die. Some will, you know, probably become quadriplegics like they did back in the 70s. They'll suppress those kind of stories. They'll say it's some kind of a mini outbreak. Maybe give it kind of a SARS hype. But at the same time, most people just took, you know, a cancer virus that's going to shorten their life by 5 to 15 years anyway. You know,
well, I think
that's the way.
I think it's dangerous when they don't do any kind of attack. I mean, because when they do a 9/11 or they do a 7/7, you're then able to call them on specific points. But when it is that drop in the bucket, turn up the temperature, people are a lot less aware and they're more involved in, you know, trying to pay bills and things of that nature.
Well, you make a good point, Kyle, but I'm not sure I agree. I thank you for the call. I'm not sure I agree because, you know, you do a 7/7, you do a 9/11 to keep your people in war or get them into an additional war. And I think that's on another level because they actually do declare martial law. There are actually troops on the streets. They actually do censor the news openly. So I'm not so sure. I mean, they may do that with this swine flu craze. I don't know. All right, let's go to our next caller. Remember, we are live right now, folks. It's 888-201-2244. Rosalind Peterson, CaliforniaSkywatch.com, coming up for 2 hours in less than 20 minutes. Sheldon in California, you're online.
Hey, Burris, what's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Good. You know, I realize I've never been more happy right now than now to be broke. This is a great time to not have any money.
I got to agree. I feel you there. It is kind of good. Like, you know, I live paycheck to paycheck as well. I wouldn't say I'm dead broke.
You
know, still, I actually do. It's unbelievable.
You should, my friend. You do a great job.
Well, thank you. But yeah, you're right, because you don't know where this economy is going. You know, when I went and interviewed Tarpley in Washington, D.C., you can actually go to the IMF's website, and they have the SDR units, the actual global currency. It just doesn't have a physical currency, but the global currency is here, and you can see the trading rates. And my friend, the dinar is worth triple what the dollar is.
Well, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about all these. You talked about apathetic parenting, and, you know, I'm thinking about all these people who are going to rush out to buy this mechanism for their kids, and they're going to have some type of avatar talking to their kids.
It's going to be like HAL on another level from 2001, right? Only it's in your home.
I know. It seems ridiculous. And then you think about people that rush out to get a new car because it's got all these GPS systems, and it doesn't allow you to go in front of, or too fast, and it doesn't allow you to go too slow. And OnStar will help track you every moment that you ever are. I drive a piece of crap car, and I read books, and I think that's what people want to get back to, as well as potentially, and I don't know, I'm going to throw this out there, parenting.
I agree with the parenting. It is pretty slick that the United Kingdom is just like, oh, these people are blights on society. They're contributing to this horrible economy. They're the ones we need to put, you know, I would almost be for the biometric cameras in pedophiles' homes. I'd be like, you know what? If you're a pedophile, I can go with that. I can live with that. But when you're just putting
them
in.
Where does it start and where does it stop?
You know, I agree.
The problem that I have with it is that if you have a biometric camera in a pedophile's home, the people that are be willing to watch that type of camera are going to be pedophiles. I mean, this is worse than the blind leading the blind. These are like idiots and, you know, the worst people watching the worst people.
No,
and what's going to come of that? It's just pure tyranny.
It is going to be pure tyranny. And again, it's going to be private security forces, so they'll never actually be shut down. In fact, I think it's in the news today that Blackwater, they killed innocent people. Can you believe it, Sheldon? I just can't imagine that Blackwater would have killed innocent people. No.
Well, it's amazing to me. I mean, you know, there might as well, Blackwater, it's like, how can anything good come of Blackwater? I mean, who names a company like that if you're going to do anything good in the first place?
Yeah, they're not again like the Justice Force.
Financial advisor called Screws Me Hard.
Sheldon, I love you, man. Colin, whatever. Thank you, man. Let's go to Steve in Indiana. Steve, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering, just before you cut live, Alex was talking about France. I've been hearing stuff that over in France that they're having a lot of riots and burning cars and buildings and holding people hostages. Mm-hmm. What is actually going on over there? Are they trying to fight the tyranny or is communism taking
over there?
You know
what? I got to tell you, I have no idea. I mean, I've been working so hard on my film. I've been going through a bunch of archives today and the last couple days. And then the only time I see anything live is usually on C-SPAN. So I've been watching a lot of Senate and House hearings. I know that the Senate has officially confirmed Sonia Sotomayor. But as far as world news goes, I'm totally out of the loop today. So I couldn't tell you, man.
Okay. Well, I've been hearing that it's like 50 times worse than what our media has been reporting. And that doesn't surprise me.
Did this just start today? I mean, tell me what the media is reporting.
Well, the last thing I heard was there's like 30 cars been burned and just a few buildings. And
what cities in France is this happening?
I don't know the cities. It could be Paris. It could be some other cities. I don't really know, but I think it was Beck that was actually reporting that it's like 20.
Didn't Jones have Max Kaiser on today? Did Kaiser bring it up at all?
I didn't catch that part. I just got in maybe about a half an hour.
You know, Steve, if I can help you, I'm going to go to my board ops in a moment and see. I mean, they listened to the show a little bit today. You guys know anything about France? I'm getting a blank stare. I thank you for the call, Steve.
All right.
Hey, man, I wish I could help you out. CaliforniaSkywatch.com. What do we got? What is that? We got a soundboard out there? No, did you guys hear that? No? Okay. I thought we had something nifty. I would take the soundboard. We got Roslyn Peterson, CaliforniaSkywatch.com coming up, and did about 3.5 hours, 4 hours, sit down with her, interviewed the mayor, interviewed somebody with the Fish and Wildlife Department for over an hour, went out, saw the dead trees, the tree degradation, looked at unbelievable amounts of pictures, photographs, video, documentation of the quote-unquote chemtrails or persistent jet contrails, as she is fond of calling them. And folks, there is no doubt they're doing something in the sky. And when the Obama administration comes full circle and say, you know what, we're looking at shooting pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun, you can bet they've already done it. It's not new. It's not an idea. It's something that's been going on for years. It's not the Obama administration that's deciding to do this. It's been decided long ago in backdoor sessions, in secret societies, in clubs such as the Bilderberg Group, in discussions amongst billion and trillionaires, and the banking elite. And they're the ones that really do run the show. When you can promote an idea like a quote-unquote new world order from the right, from the left, from dead center, when you can promote this idea of globalization, and you can fool some people with global warming, and then you can fool other people with terrorism, and sometimes you can fool them with both, your agenda continues and continues and continues and continues and continues. Sometimes it's held back a little. It's pushed back just a bit, but it just keeps incrementally going forward. And that's what we're seeing. That's the reality. And the push has never been greater to dump the dollar. Like I said, SDR, Special Drawing Rights Units, are on the IMF site. You can see what they're worth. I think we're about 64, 65 cents compared to one unit of an SDR. The dinar, I think it was 1.7 or 1.8, $1.80, $1.70.
the pound was greater than us, of course. The euro was greater than us. I think we were, you know, possibly sixth or seventh down the list. The dollar, it doesn't have what it takes anymore. And you can't tell me that they're not going to try to amalgamate us into a North American Union with Mexico and Canada. It's already happening on some levels. They're already building superhighways. Again, you know, I live in a neighborhood where most people don't speak English because they are illegal. And again, I would do the same thing if I were from Mexico. But the powers that be promote this because they want this socialized system with large land masses that are governed under one body and under their control. And the United States of America becomes a second world casualty. No more will the middle class live it up. Will they have large homes and big families and an opportunity to retire at a reasonable age? No. They'll be doing compulsory service for city year. A baby boom generation, HR 1444, it's all there. I'm the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
We are back. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Rosalind Peterson coming up in the next hour, two full hours. We're going to take your calls for Rosalind as well. Just a wealth of information. If you want to know about geoengineering, you want to know about persistent jet contrails, the studies. I mean, this woman gave me 7,500 separate PDF documents, and she gave us some photographs, some really, really interesting ones as well. So we're going to be going over all of that. We got Larry in Massachusetts on the line. Larry, what's up? Yes, sir.
I just wanted to talk about the HPV shot.
Okay.
I was at the Incubus concert here in Mansfield, and they're advertising it like, oh, come get your picture taken for free. Come get your picture taken for free. Come over here. And it's like, you know, the girl sitting down in front of this couch with the HPV thing behind them, and they don't even know what the HPV shot does or anything. Like,
so wait, they're promoting the HPV shot at an Incubus concert, and you get to sit with the band and take a picture if you take the shot, or?
No, you don't sit with the band, but, like, they're promoting it like, oh, get your picture taken for free, and you can come get it on the web or whatever, and it's like, they post all the pictures of the girls.
So they're basically just getting free models. They're just trying to get like the range of different people that are supposed to take the shot. So they're getting all these models on there that don't even really take the Gardasil shot.
Yeah, they don't even have any idea what they're doing. They just
want to
take the, you know what I mean?
Oh man, we are literally like monkeys trying to get a banana, my friend.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, man. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you, man. Good story. I like it. I mean, it is pretty disgusting, this kind of training. And one of the reasons, well, the reason that I'm doing the show right now is that I'm going to Green Day in San Antonio on Sunday. And I just hope they don't have a similar thing set up where you can get your picture taken for free. I hope Green Day is hip enough with American Idiot and now 21st Century Breakdown and even the really great cover of John Lennon's Working Class Hero. I love the song. I play it here on the show. Green Day was my first concert over 10 years ago when I was just a young, spry lad. I got to see them 10 years later, and I think it's been about 4 years since I've seen them. I saw them on the American Idiot Tour, so I'm really looking forward to that show on Sunday. And they're really politically relevant in my mind right now. They're speaking out against the left-right paradigm. They're speaking out against tyranny. They're talking about freedom. Yeah, are they a little bit on the anarchist edge? Yes, I guess so. Are they also a little bit on the pop edge, kind of turning off the really hardcore people? Yeah, I guess so. But they make good music. They reach millions of people. And the message is there, folks. Pay attention. If you haven't listened to American Idiot, I think it's one of the most politically relevant albums of our time. I love the album. And I hear that they're actually, I'm usually against musicals, but they're making a musical out of American Idiot. It looks like they're going to do some kind of a show with it. And I think that could actually work. I would hope they would do more like a movie, like Tommy's The Who, or The Who's Tommy, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers, folks. So we're really going to get into it. I mean, while I was out there, there wasn't a lot of spraying going on, but here's yet another picture for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We're streaming live of this persistent jet contrail. And notice how one side of it looks slightly different from the other side. So what are they really spraying? It looks like they're spraying a combination of chemicals, and they're doing so in a controlled manner. Again, the top looks very different from the bottom, and Rosalind's going to talk about that with us. We're also going to be talking about this. This is really big. You see, these are all flights that are going off the coast of California. All these. Now, there are some that seem to be turning around and don't have specific purposes. We're going to get into that. All with Rosalind Peterson after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know.
How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and I am now joined with a woman who really needs no introduction if you've listened to this program or the Alex Jones program. She, in my opinion, is one of the preeminent experts on geoengineering from all separate levels. I mean, the documentation that she has in her home is just unbelievable. Like I said, she gave me over 7,500 PDF files. On top of that, there were just countless photographs, countless videos, countless DVDs that were burned. She spoke in front of the United Nations and so much more. We're actually going to be going over some of these flight documents that we made copies of while we were down there. Rosalyn, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on your show this evening.
Oh, no problem. Now, one of the big subjects that we're going to want to talk to you about are these upcoming naval drills. But first, why don't you just tell people just really briefly how you got into this and why you think it's so important?
Well, the United States Navy has decided to expand its warfare testing program. And they're going to expand the Northwest Range program, which is Idaho, Northern California, Oregon, and Washington. And they're going to, it's a 5-year warfare testing program. And I have great concerns about this program because what they want to do is use the Pacific Ocean as a bomb site for underwater detonations, warfare games. They want to use high-frequency and mid-range frequency sonar, which will impact marine mammals. And over 5 years, they're asking for a permit to actually harm or kill 11.7 million marine mammals over 5 years. And I got involved on February 17th of this year when I first learned about this project. And since that time, I've been campaigning for congressional hearings and also for postponement of the project until such time as the public really can be notified properly about this program and have a chance to express their opinions.
Well, let's get something clear. I mean, 11.7 million marine animals, that's a lot, but they'll probably even go beyond that if they get their way. That's what the permit they're asking for is, but how are they actually going to count that? They'll fudge the numbers, and then my suspicion is that they'll do even more damage to the environment. I mean, that's their M.O.
Yes, it is. And the Navy has not necessarily been a good neighbor in places where they have done warfare testing before. And so I suspect that that's just an estimate of the number of marine mammals that would be harmed during the program. The Navy's only real mitigation measure is to have somebody stand up on one of the ships and look for marine mammals and then say, well, if we see one, why, we're going to stop the program. And if that was true, then they wouldn't be harming any and they wouldn't need a permit. So I don't believe that they're going to stop a multi-million, billion-dollar program just to save one marine mammal. And you can't see them. Congressman Thompson said that they could only see the larger marine mammals maybe 9% of the time. So the rest of the time, they're going to have somebody looking for mammals who won't be there. And they're also going to be impacting fish because they won't see the small salmon that we're trying to save in Northern California and Oregon and Washington. They won't see them leaving the streams and the rivers to go into the ocean for their migration patterns. They can't see them. So when they do the underwater explosions and the detonations, they're not going to be, they're going to be impacting all species.
Well, when we get back from the other side of this next break, I want to talk about not only the ecological impact, but the economical impact of the region. I mean, this is obviously going to hurt fishermen. This is going to hurt local economies that depend on the ocean. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We'll come back right after this with Rosalind Peterson, the Navy drills, and much more. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
We are back to the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. CaliforniaSkywatch.com is Rosalind Peterson's website. But we're really not talking about the persistent jet contrails just yet. We've got her for a full 2 hours. We're talking about these upcoming naval drills, which are openly, they're getting a permit for 11.7 million deaths of marine mammals. And that doesn't even count the fish. What is going to be the ecological and economic impact if this goes through?
Well, Congressman Thompson and Congressman Waxman have said that it would negatively impact all of the coastal communities, and because they're already testing in the Hawaiian Islands, they're already testing in Washington, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Atlantic. And many of these programs went in without anybody, the public or anyone, knowing about these programs and how many marine mammals would be extended in those areas. Now they're going to try and take this 11.7 million over 5 years here, which is going to devastate the fishing industry It's going to devastate the tourism for whaling and, you know, ships that go out and people that want to whale watch and do other things. The devastation could be tremendous. And we're talking about Hellfire missiles, bomb blasts. We're talking about mid-range and high-frequency sonar. We're talking about toxic chemicals. They're even talking about using white and red phosphorus, which are banned by the Geneva Convention because they're so highly toxic to marine life as well as humans who might come in contact with the substance because it can just burn you and will continue to burn you if it gets on your skin until all oxygen from the site is removed. So people who have been exposed in warfare situations, they were just burned right to the bone. So it's devastating chemicals, mercury, lead, depleted uranium, arsenic are a few of just the several hundred toxic chemicals that they're going to be using, some airborne, some will be bomb blasts above the ocean so that whatever chemicals there are will scatter into the air and move inland. There's going to be underwater detonations, and all of this will wipe out all sea life. Wherever the bomb blasts occur, whether they're on the floor of the ocean or whether they're, in other words, commuting through and going from one part of the ocean to another on their migration patterns, and they're going to impact fish, they're going to be impacting turtles, everything. And so the devastation from these exercises could be tremendous.
Now, how far off the coastline are they actually going to be? I mean, where are they saying that these drills are going to be taking place?
These drills are going to be taking place overland because Idaho is involved. And then overland in Washington, Oregon, there will be flights over California. And then it's going to be from shoreline testing in some areas and along inland areas as well as out 250 nautical miles from the coastline to 250 nautical miles.
I mean, this is just unbelievable to me that they're going to be putting arsenic, mercury, depleted uranium, and all sorts of other goodies in the water supply. And 250 miles isn't that far away, in my opinion, number one. And number two, like you said, it's going to really eviscerate the fishing industry, and consumers are going to have to take on that brunt as well because we're going to be paying even more for those kind of goods.
Or you won't have them, or some of the chemicals will bioaccumulate, like mercury, into the food chain. And the bigger fish will eat the smaller ones, and so even now you have to restrict your intake of tuna. So a lot of the marine, you know, a lot of the fish that you would now eat could also be contaminated from the program as well. And the Navy has really no intention of cleaning up all of the stuff that they're using and blowing up. They're just going to leave it on the bottom of the ocean, and they're going to let the counties pay for any cleanup if they happen to wash on shore. So the Navy just says, well, because it's such a pristine area and it's undisturbed, why then it'll spread out so much that no one will notice. Well, of course we're going to notice because you're going to have all kinds of detonations and bomb blasts and things exploding and blowing up, and they're going to make underwater kind of like sites where they can practice submarine warfare. So I don't think that this is going to be benign in the environment, and I don't think that the mitigation measures that have so far been discussed by the Navy are enough to mitigate this particular situation.
Well, how are you combating this, and how can people out there help?
Well, one thing is that the Navy, in other words, feels that it can just do this like they are a dictatorship, and they can just decide, and that public input doesn't mean much to them. So one of the things we have to do is contact our elected officials. We have to begin to say, look, we want congressional hearing. We want to learn more about this project, and we want to right away start to push for a postponement of this until the public has a chance to weigh in and until there are hearings. And Senator Carl Levin would be the one to have a hearing on this, and we can approach Senator Levin about holding hearings about these proposals by the Navy and see if we can protect not only the human population, but the fish and the marine mammals, everything that could be impacted by this program. And I think it really needs to be examined by independent biologists, independent people who, in other words, don't have this pressure from the Navy just to fall into line.
And, you know, this fight is not for nothing. I mean, you've been able to stop things in your community before. You were able to stop the fluoridation of your water, and you were telling me a story while we were out there that your mother actually helped stop a nuclear power plant from coming into the area.
Yes, the powers that be, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, decided that they wanted to put a power plant, nuclear power plant, on Point Arena. And my mother and the editor of the paper, and my father, who did the research, all joined forces with a few other people, but mostly my mother, who went to all the meetings, and they were able to have enough facts and documentation to not put a nuclear power plant square on top of a earthquake fault line that runs right through the center of Point Arena, right, and they were going to put the power plant right over the top of the fault line. So
it's genius.
We were able to stop that, my mother was, and the other issue is that we stopped fluoridation. They were going to try to fluoridate the water in our water district, and my mom organized, and the people spoke up, and that project was also stopped dead in its tracks. So people can make a difference, and they can stand, and they can get results if they get together and say no to projects. And I think right now this is what I'm working toward with writing articles and newswithyous.com. Meredith Smith on the coast and myself have joined together, and we go door to door, business to business. I went this past weekend. I drove all the way from Ukiah, California, where I live, all the way up to the Oregon border, and I stopped in every town, every community, handing out flyers and talking to people in Humboldt County, California about this project. And I only ran into two who knew even the slightest bit about this. No one else did. And they were shocked that this was going to be happening right off their shoreline. I talked to the fishermen who didn't know about this project. Nothing. I was just absolutely stunned that the powers that be and our elected officials had not told the fishermen that this was going to come their way, nor did they give them a list of the toxic chemicals that would be used, and didn't warn them to protect themselves when this program started. Not even that. They didn't even tell the Coast Guard in Fort Bragg, California, who's right in the Noyo Harbor. They didn't tell them about this project and how they were going to protect people who might be out fishing and or who might get caught in this chemical maze that they're going to put us through. So it's just one of those things that it just takes hard work and letting people know, and the major newspapers and the major television stations won't cover it. You can watch the program on KTVU Channel 2 Oakland San Francisco that aired in March, and if you go there and just type in Navy, why the program will come up and you can watch it as well. But they were the only one to go out on the line and say, we're going to tell this story. No one else in California, none of our elected officials, as far as U.S. senators, will talk to the press or even issue a statement on this. And the only one that's trying to do a sum for all of us is Congressman Mike Thompson. However, he won't ask for congressional hearings on this subject so far, and he is not speaking out on this issue either. And if he would hold a press conference, it would certainly bring this to the attention of the people of Northern California. But he has elected not to hold a press conference and, in other words, make a statement about how disastrous this program could be for the people here.
And this really is the midnight hour, is it not? I mean, this program's set to start in September, right?
Yes, and people can file with the National Marine Fisheries Service. The deadline for public comment with them is August 12th, and so they can file a complaint and file their concerns with the National Marine Fisheries Service. That people can do that. And also, if you go to my website, CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, you can get more information or contact me.
All right, folks, we're going to come back with Rosalind Peterson, finish up on this Navy drill issue. Once again, over the next 5 years, 11.7 marine mammals to be killed, and God knows the human impacts as well. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. We'll be back after this. I am Jason Burmis.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Back, it's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, and in this short segment, we're just going to really recap this naval drill issue and how people can get involved. Now, does it start September 1st? Are we literally less than a month away from this program initiating?
Well, it's supposed to start. The permit is supposed to be issued, and the Navy program is a five-year warfare testing program that's going to start apparently in September 2009 and go all the way until September 2014. This is the plan. The Navy environmental impact statement public comment period ended, and so for their environmental impact statement, and so they're going to just whitewash all of the public comments, I'm sure, that were made on the statement, and then just plan to go ahead. So I don't see that there's going to be any changes in their program. I think they're just intending to go ahead. The National Marine Fisheries Service, on the other hand, is not going to issue a permit until they get the public comment period over, which is August 12th, 2009. So we have a little time to comment. But I want to recap these naval exercises at issue here would take place off the Atlantic and Pacific coasts, Hawaii, Alaska, and in the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm reading from a March 12th letter this year from Senator Henry Waxman to the Undersecretary for Oceans and Atmosphere. And it's going to affect literally every coastal state. In many regions, the Navy plans to increase the number of training exercises or expand the areas in which they may occur. Of particular concern are biologically sensitive marine habitats off our coast, such as the National Marine Sanctuaries and breeding habitat for the endangered North Atlantic right whale. And it says, in all, the Navy anticipates that its sonar exercises will take or harm or kill marine mammals more than 2.3 million times per year, or 11.7 million times over the course of a five-year permit. And that is essentially it, but the toxic chemicals they're going to use are going to blow in on the people, and they're going to be doing on-land exercises, classified military exercises, and other types of testing and bomb blasting besides sonar. So the whole range, they're going to just use the Pacific Ocean and the other oceans as warfare test zones. And they could just put them into dead zones really quickly with the amount of firepower they're going to turn on the oceans.
Now, when did you even become aware of this? Because you are a rather fast-acting woman, and I really feel like your back's against the wall right now. People only have six days to submit a comment about this before a permit is given. So when did you become aware of it, and how hard have you been working to get this word out?
I became aware of it on February 17, 2009. One day before the final public comment period was over the first time, and the two Oregon senators, U.S. senators, were able to obtain a three-week stay so that there was more public comment. Congressman Thompson, at the very last minute before that one expired, was able to get another extension into April. So we've been fighting off deadlines, making public comments, and notifying the public practically door-to-door because the major newspapers and the major television stations would not cover this issue at all. So it's been a tremendous effort by a lot of people in collecting petition signatures. Anyone can go to my website at californiaskywatch.com, click on the petition, print a copy and send it to us because we need to collect 10,000 signatures before the end of August. So anything that anyone can do to help and to bring this to public attention, because it's not just California, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. It's the Gulf of Mexico, and it's the Atlantic Ocean as well. So every coastal state, as Congressman Waxman has stated, will be impacted by the Navy warfare testing expansion.
So really, what you're telling me is people out on the East Coast need to contact their congressman as well.
Yes, because otherwise the National Marine Fisheries Service is issuing permits for the harming and taking or killing of marine mammals in those areas as well. And so everyone has to become informed because it's not just here in California and it's not just in the Pacific or the Atlantic or the Gulf of Mexico or the Hawaiian Islands. It is everywhere.
Now, when we get back, I want to get over, go over some of these documents that you gave me and the rest of the crew while we were out there, especially this FAA air traffic record from 7/17/2003, where you can see these flight paths that are going over the ocean and then coming back around, but don't seem to have any starting point or destination. Rosalind Peterson is our guest. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, streaming live right now over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We are back at InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, joined by Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com. If you've got photos or videos of persistent jet contrails, of tree degradation, or documents pertaining to geoengineering, that's where you want to go to submit those articles. She's got a plethora of information already. And I wanted to go over that large document that we got printed in pieces. But basically, it shows all these separate flight paths. You know, it shows military flights. It shows commercial flights. It shows 404 total flights. But then we have these mystery flights that kind of go off to the coast and circle around. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. What you're looking at is the documents that I got from Congressman Mike Thompson. He's our congressman in Northern California here. And Congressman Thompson, back in October 2003, wrote a letter, which I sent to you just now, a copy of the letter we got with these documents. And what happened with these documents is their FAA flight path of airplanes arriving and leaving San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose airports, and they're heading north over Mendocino and Lake counties. And what is interesting about this information that I requested from him is that I wanted to know how many flights were flying over Mendocino County and Lake County on any given day. And so these, each line on the maps that I gave you represents one flight. So what happened was, is when I got the flight maps, I realized that very few flights were occurring over Mendocino County. So therefore, to say that jet traffic was what was causing the amount of persistent jet contrails over Mendocino County was not the airline traffic and their flight routes, because we very seldom would see persistent jet contrails from the flight routes that these planes take almost every day. What we were seeing is intra-flights of planes that weren't taking off or landing from the major airports like San Francisco, Oakland, or San Jose. We were seeing flights that were coming in from longer distances and that would loop the loop over us or out over the Pacific Ocean and then fly back in. And you could see the X's and the loops that they were performing on the map. You can actually look at the flights. And these are the flights that we were seeing and still see over Mendocino County that go in every direction, circle our county constantly, and put us in a maze of persistent jet contrails and man-made clouds. And these maps that I provided for you are maps that are actual FAA maps from Congressman Thompson. So I was able to separate out all of the flights that were going in the wrong direction. And there's no flights that go east-west over our county except for the intra, what they call intra-flight. And so this led me to believe that the majority of the contrails and the sky whiting out and the white haze from the jets we were seeing, they weren't flying in the normal flight paths of FAA air, commercial airlines.
And these documents are from 2003. When did you get into this? I think it was in 2002, you've told me. And how did you get into this subject matter?
Well, in 2002, it came to my attention from a friend of mine that there was something going on in the skies. And he directed me to look up one day when the jets were really bad over our county. And I started to really pay attention to how the planes were leaving these contrails, which persisted and turned into huge plumes and haze and these man-made clouds. And from that day forward, April 27, 2002, I started to do a lot of research to find out exactly what I could find out about this and what was happening.
And it's been a really long road. I mean, you started just kind of as a citizen activist and ended up speaking in front of the United Nations. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yes. I started to study the problems with persistent jet contrails, having them turn into man-made clouds that were exacerbating global warming, changing our climate, and negatively impacting natural resources. And I really started to look at the NASA studies and other university studies on this subject. And when I began to feel that they were really going to impact human health, agriculture, crop production from the man-made clouds, stopping the photosynthesis process from working as well as it should. That means direct sunlight hitting the earth. I began to think and began to speak out in many places. And at this point, a woman called me from Connecticut and came to visit and then asked me if I would like to speak at the United Nations Conference on Climate Change in 2007. And so I received an invitation to be a keynote speaker and to also speak on a panel at the United Nations on this topic. And so for the first time, many people got to see pictures of these huge contrails and here discussed the impacts that they were having on our climate and about how they were warming us up at night especially and how they were impacting our natural resources. So it was a huge introduction for most people who didn't know anything about it.
And let's kind of bring it back to that introduction. What is so different from these, you know, persistent jet contrails that we didn't see growing up where, you know, you'd see kind of like this small contrail following the plane and then dissipating as it moved forward?
Growing up in Mendocino County, I never saw any kind of contrails. In other words, this was a phenomenon that, as far as I know, didn't take place over the county, and I was born and raised on a working farm. We were outside all the time. And I don't remember seeing any, even the ones that persist for only a few seconds or a minute and then disappear. And so this was something I asked my mother, who at the time was in her late 80s, if she'd ever seen anything like it. And she said no, she hadn't either. So I went back and I researched old photographs, historical photographs in Mendocino County, Lake County, and a few other counties, and could not find any type of jet contrail that would persist prior to 1989.
So, but 1989, why that year, do you think? Well, why do you think that 89? I mean, are there any documents that have led you to believe that this is when, you know, a certain program started or anything like that?
No, the only thing that led me to believe that there was a change is when a military colonel told me that they had changed jet fuel from JP-4 to JP-8 and then put some additives in it. And he told me that that happened around 1988, 1989 to military airplanes when they switched over to this jet fuel. And subsequently, the jet configuration of the jet engine also changed about that time, which meant that those changes could have allowed, in other words, other types of things to happen besides just releasing of jet fuel emissions and water vapor and ice crystals. So I don't know, but there was a change about that time. Now, people have talked about contrails dating back to 1919, but I want to be clear that there were no jet airplanes flying prior to World War II, and there was only a handful of German and French planes. No American jet engines were flying in the United States until after World War II was over. And most of the planes were prop engines. So I'm separating myself out from smoke and prop engines to just talk about jet engines, because this is when the change really began to take place, I think.
Now, you mentioned additives before when they changed from a J-4 to a J-8. Do we know what these additives are?
No, because the military considers them classified. The additives are classified. And we know more about the additives of the commercial JP-4, but we don't know what the additives in the JP-8 are or JP-10. There's a whole range of different fuels that are being used in military aircraft. And so we don't know exactly what's in them because they keep it highly classified, although we do know that there's reason to believe that they're highly toxic, just as jet fuel emissions are for any commercial airplane that uses JP-4.
Now, you've also been able to acquire documents that sample the water and the air from your area, and what have you found with those?
The air samples are from the California Air Resources Board, and the water samples are from the California State Department of Health Drinking Water Division in Sacramento, California. So I'm not using any water test results or other results that I took myself personally. All of the data and the data that I have provided are directly from these state tests, either taken, in other words, by the California Air Resources Board, or were given to the California State Department of Health by drinking water, in other words, districts and people who use wells for drinking water purposes. So the data has shown that there are unusual spikes in aluminum, barium, manganese, magnesium, calcium, arsenic, and these chemicals spike at the same time across the state of California for the most part, except in wells, which may not have influences from airborne sources. These spike, and they go up way above state and federal standards, and we have graphed many, many of them, and we have the data for all the tests. So we began to see these unusual spiking in toxic chemicals and wondered if that some of this could be employed in atmospheric programs.
Now, you just talked about these things. Aren't these the same type of chemicals that you're seeing spiking that are also used in geoengineering?
Well, they're used in geoengineering, and they're used in atmospheric heating and testing programs where canisters loaded with these chemicals are delivered up into the atmosphere by the space shuttle or rockets. And these canisters contain barium or trimethyl aluminum, lithium, uranium, strontium, a whole variety of chemicals. They're superheated. Once the canisters are released at a certain height, they're superheated, and then chemical reactions take place. And we think a lot of the chemicals that are coming down and spiking in our water and air supplies are actually from these sources.
Now, what I found really bizarre in what you pointed out, and you know, you took us on all these trips, was that we were seeing a lot of tree degradation, and oftentimes when these trees would be right by a body of water, literally right next to water, should be getting all the nutrients in the world. We're also going to take calls for Roslyn. It's 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 coming up in the next segment. But I was shocked to record and photograph all these trees that were turning brown on top, that were thinning out, that had moss all over them. Why don't you describe this phenomenon and when you started seeing it?
Well, in the mid-1990s, I started to see a little bit of tree decline on my property where I live, and we have many varieties of trees on the property. And then when I really got into this project in 2002, one of the things that I found was that there was tree death all over Mendocino County, Lake County, going up into Sonoma County and other Northern California counties over in Redding. And the tree deaths were stunning, and the range of trees. In other words, it wasn't one variety of trees. It was many. It was the redwoods, the oaks. It was the Doug fir, the manzanita, and the list goes on and on. And I begin to think that there might be a correlation between the massive tree deaths, even tree deaths in Arizona and other areas. In other words, we began to find that there were tree deaths all over the United States. So I began to think that there might be a correlation between the tree deaths and what was going on in the atmosphere. And one of the things that I noticed was that there was an increase in aluminum in water and air spikes throughout California. And aluminum and increasing pollution in the soil can make aluminum available to tree root systems. And once available to tree root systems, it can starve the in the uptake of the aluminum, it can starve the trees of nutrients and water that it needs to survive. So even if a tree is in water, the root systems cannot take up enough in order to feed the tree. And the tree will look like it's dying of drought, when in actuality it's dying because the root systems no longer function properly. So I became concerned about aluminum and some other chemicals showing up in the trees as well, and thinking that maybe the cloud cover, the man-made cloud cover produced by the jets, could be lowering the amount of sunlight reaching the earth. And also this could disrupt the photosynthesis process so that the trees wouldn't have enough strength to grow strong and tall, and it might be weakening them. So there could be several different things happening all at once. But we really started documenting the first declines that have now proved out to many of the trees are dead that we first saw that were declining or been cut down. And we're finding that this is happening all over the United States and in many areas. And so we're concerned that the jets might be impacting this particular series of problems that are being seen all over the United States, including Alaska.
Now, what's the response been when you've given people this research and information?
People are very surprised, but government agencies and people that should be protecting our natural resources have resisted investigating the subject. They don't want to touch it. And the reason that they don't want to touch it is that they've heard that, the jets are part of a conspiracy theory, and they're afraid that if they touch this conspiracy theory, as they call it, they will lose their jobs, or they're told not to talk about it. So I think that, in some sense, there's been a push to keep this subject into a conspiracy theory mode and not begin to talk about what we're really seeing and the facts of what we can prove.
And what representatives have you brought this information to? In other words, who have you said, hey, obviously you've been to your local representatives, but on a larger scale, who are you mailing pamphlets to? And, how can they ignore this? I couldn't believe how many trees were just dying.
U.S. Congressman Mike Thompson won't take a tree tour with us and ignores the issue. Senators Boxer and Feinstein don't want to talk about it, and they ignore the issue. We haven't been able to get any of our elected officials, and many people have tried in other states as well, not only at the local level, but the state level and the federal level, to get our elected officials to address this. And the news media doesn't address it or gives the pat answer that all of this, is happening due to climate change or drought or bugs. And they don't really want to get into the issues of what's happening in the environment, the chemicals that are now we're being exposed to, and also just the lack of direct sunlight that's reaching us. So,
It seems to me like they're going to position themselves as this is what global warming's doing. Look around us, you know what I mean?
Yes, I think that that's what it is, because then they have an out. Well, there's nothing we really can do. We can, put a cap-and-trade energy bill in or something. But there's nothing we can really do about it because it's global warming. But I think that this has become the catch-all phrase. I don't believe a word of it, because I think that the impact that we're having on the environment from our atmospheric heating and testing program and from the jets leaving persistent contrails are really a major cause, and no one is investigating.
All of their truly honest products. All right, we'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes.
FOOD.com. Or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Gave the orders, no one asks about the crime.
No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got.
All right, we're going to take some calls for Roslyn. 888-201-2244. That's right. We're live right now, kind of a bonus streaming InfoWar. We're going to be rebroadcasting it this Sunday. Sure, it's going to be hitting YouTube by tomorrow. John in California, you're on the air.
Yes, fascinating show today. Ms. Peterson, a lot of very interesting information. Going back to the naval exercise you were discussing, is there a name for that naval drill?
Yes, you can view it online. It's www.nwtrange, R-A-N-G-E, complex, C-O-M-P-L-E-X, E-I-S, .com.
I'm writing this down. Could you start one more time, please?
Yes, it's www.nwtrangecomplexeis.com.
B-I-S?
B-I-S, Environmental Impact Statement. It's an EIS.com.
I've got it.
Anything else, John?
No, thank you.
All right, you got it. You know, in this short segment, I think we should really emphasize what a terrible impact this is going to have. Again, not only ecologically, but economically on human beings. Forget about the 11.7 million mammal deaths that you're going to see, and probably going to be more, folks. Again, if you go into there and think that they're going to count every single one, no, they'll just kill everything in their path, and they're going to put depleted uranium in the water supply. They're going to put, like you said, white phosphorus in the water supply, mercury, other toxins. This is really nightmarish.
Well, it's also nightmarish because the obscurants, these are airborne devices that, like smoke bombs that they put to obscure the enemy in their testing program. Those obscurants are using chemicals banned by the Geneva Convention, like white phosphorus, red phosphorus, smoke oils. There's a whole bunch of things, and they're all highly toxic to marine life. And, for example, here in California, all of the air moves from west to east. So a lot of this air mass that will contain these chemicals and other toxics from their airborne explosions will blow inland and will impact our soils, human health, our air, and our water supplies as well. And then they're going to be using aluminum-coated fiberglass, that's chaff. Those particulates will be airborne, can stay in the air for up to 20 hours floating. And we will be, and the animals around us will all be exposed to these particulates, which everywhere you go they say, well, particulates are not good for human health. So this exposure is going to be upon us as well.
And there's only 6 days to get your statements in. This is starting as soon as September, a five-year program. And like you said, they didn't even tell the local fishermen.
No, I was in Arcata, and I walked the boat ramps where the fishing boats dock and where the tour boats dock. And I was talking to people who live there who were walking around this marina, and I only found two people who vaguely knew something about the program, and that was it. But most of the fishermen had no idea of the toxic chemical exposure or the number of marine mammals that would be killed. They had no knowledge.
Rosalind Peterson is our guest. The number is 888-201-2244. We are live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, streaming over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Direct to you and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We are back, hey, Infowar with Jason Burns, and we're joined by an activist, researcher, an all-around expert on geoengineering, Rosalind Peterson. CaliforniaSkywatch.com is the website. And in my left hand, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I am holding the Sunday, August 24th, 2008 edition of the Record Searchlight, where you guys took out a paid advertisement asking if we were the experiment. Why don't you tell people about that?
Yes. Meredith Smith, in order to warn residents, because the newspapers weren't carrying any information to speak of on these issues, decided to put in a full-page ad, which she paid for herself, from the proceeds of the Mendocino Cafe, which she owns. And I helped design this ad, and we put it in all of the newspapers for the Mendocino Coast. And so this full-page ad is exactly what we put in the newspaper so that people would start signing petitions and know what was going to be going on. And we received a tremendous response from people from this ad.
The experiment. Our illegal weather modification programs poisoning us and contaminating our land, water, and air. Here are the facts. You decide. Over 36 Shasta and Siskiyou County Labs test results taken from snowpack, rainfall, pond, and dust samples show off-the-chart levels of aluminum, barium, and strontium. Test performed by Basic Labs, a state-certified lab in Redding, California. Remember, most of this stuff are their own documents, folks, their own tests. Alarming local lab tests reveal accumulated contamination. Tests performed by Basic Labs, a state-certified lab in Redding, California. A Lake Shasta sample from Peter River Arm tributary tested a 4,610,000 UGL or PPB parts per billion, over 4,610 times the MCL maximum contaminant level. Let me read that again. 4,610 times the maximum contaminant level. These numbers are off the charts.
That's correct.
And I mean, you read this stuff and it's unbelievable.
Yes, and that ad was taken out by residents of Shasta County in northern, northeastern California.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just unbelievable stuff. You know, we discussed the cap and trade bill while we were out in Ukiah as well. Why don't you tell people what the cap and trade bill is really about?
Well, there's a bill, an energy bill, that's going to come up before the U.S. Senate. It's already been passed by the House of Representatives. And this bill is an energy bill, supposedly, but what it's really going to do is it's going to set up a cap-and-trade system. And the system means that they're going to be lowering the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act standards, and they're going to say, well, we're going to take polluters just of carbon dioxide, CO2, nothing else but just CO2, and we're gonna cap the emissions from corporations and different entities at a certain level. And then if these corporations want to pollute more, they can be given free emission credits like printing money, or they can pay for these offsets or credits by purchasing them in a stock market situation where the banks are going to be funding this and being involved in this particular endeavor.
But Roslyn, that doesn't sound like they're going to be stopping polluters at all. It just seems like they're going to be taxing them for polluting them and allowing them to pollute as much as they'd like. We're going to come back and discuss it. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Trade bill. What it really means is higher taxes for you and me, more control over your life, what kind of house you're able to have, what kind of car you can drive, how many kids you're allowed to have, how much trash you're able to create before you start getting taxed heavily. Meanwhile, the bigwigs out there are just going to get a bunch of corporate welfare and special programs and give the appearance that they're paying their fair share while never stopping polluting, because this isn't about stopping pollution. This is about doling out quote-unquote carbon credits to people and really restricting what they're able to do.
Well, it's not really restricting what the corporations are able to do. It's just
no, I'm talking about the regular people. It's not restricting what the corporations are able to do at all. It's going to restrict, you know, me or you, because they're going to say, well, you know, if you create over 3 bags of garbage, you're going to have to pay a little more. Or if your car only gets 20 miles to the gallon, you're going to have to pay a little more. And if your house, you know, goes over this certain energy limit, you're going to have to pay a little more.
Yes, they're going to put a tax on us, but mm-hmm. they're going to allow the polluters to keep polluting at current or levels above what they do now, because what they're going to do is allow them to buy the right to pollute more. And what's interesting about these credits is that the U.S. government, essentially, in issuing the credits, it, or the offsets, as they're called, is going to be, it's the same as printing money. So the middleman in the stock market, because it creates a climate credit corporation, and this corporation is really awful, because then they just, it's another money market scheme that's going to be literally unregulated. And so it's another mechanism to move money from, in other words, the poor segment and the middle class up into the, this corporate, where the corporates are going to, corporations and the middlemen are going to make these huge profits. So, and the thing is that these offsets or credits, one of the things they're doing here in California with our public parks and public forest lands is they're going to they've already measured all of the trees, the circumference, diameter, height, and type, and age, and then they've figured out that the trees are worth so much as offsets or credits, which can be sold on the international stock market to polluters, so they can pollute more.
Explain how that works, because you described that while I was out in California. I mean, how does that work? Each individual tree has a certain amount of, you know, carbon offset credits, and then people who don't even own the land are able to buy this up?
Yeah. In other words, someone could come to me because I have trees on my property, and they could offer me so much money for the credits from the trees that are on my property. And then what they would do is they would pay me just because I have the trees for the credits. And then what they would do is take these credits and offer them on the stock market to people who would buy them in order to be able to offset their pollution. So they're not reducing their pollution. They're just buying the right to pollute. And Governor Schwarzenegger and Speaker Pelosi have already invested in buying tree credits here in California from a middleman, and that was to offset their jet air travel, or the pollution that's created when they travel by jet. So what they've done is they've got the money to buy the right to pollute. They're not talking about laws and putting the EPA into place and saying, look, let's take polluters and let's fine them for polluting and take the money and put it into alternative energy sources. They're saying, well, we can just buy these so-called credits, and then we can keep on polluting. And that's what the bill is about. It's about a market scheme. And we're going to be taken to the cleaners again, you and I.
I believe that 100%. What's the connection to Al Gore and this carbon credit system?
Al Gore is one of the owners of a corporation that is going to be buying and selling these pollution credits. And one of the things he did when he built his house is instead of making it a perfect environmental model of a house that someone would want because it's producing its own energy, it's got solar panels in it, all these things to make it really efficient and not use electricity, he put an electricity-guzzling house, essentially, built one, and then said that he was justified in doing that because from his own corporation he could buy the offsets in order to offset his pollution, or the credits to offset his pollution. And it was only when the public objected that he put a few solar panels on his house. But the reason that he's so interested in this cap and trade legislation is not to reduce pollution, but because his investments and his corporate backers will make huge reap huge financial profits.
And remember, people said this could not be passed, but yet it was passed through the House 219 to 212. Yes. Do you expect it's going to be passed through the Senate, and if so, by what margin?
It's going to be a slim margin. I think it will pass, but we're going to work really hard in the next 2 or 3 months because they're going to they're working on the bill now in committee, and it's in committee, and there's four versions of the bill, so it's hard to know which one of the four versions they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's confusing to the public, and it's about 1,300 pages long. And it's stunning in lowering the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act to allow more pollution. I mean, the bill is just stunning in its scope and breadth.
Well, you said 1,300 pages. Let's talk about that for a minute. They added 300 of those pages at 3 a.m., and nobody on the House floor was even able to read that.
That's correct, because they hadn't even been collated. So what happened is when our elected officials in the House voted on the bill, not only hadn't the public seen it because it wasn't collated, but they hadn't read it, and many of the provisions were added, you know, in the midnight hour.
I mean, how does that really speak to where our government's gone at this point, where they can add 300 pages to a 1,300-page bill at 3 in the morning, not even have a hard copy for the congressional party to read? Nobody in Congress can even read this thing, and then they're expected to vote for it.
That's correct. And what it speaks to me is it speaks of lobbyists and backdoor deals and business as usual in the congressional setting, because, see, if they actually let the public read it, the public might have a chance to object, and they didn't want to give the bill any time to be read by the public. So
you know,
now,
how do you feel about the media just pushing this through too? Because again, the media isn't they're acting like the evil Republicans tried to stonewall this bill. Not that, you know, 300 pages weren't even able to be read.
The thing is that the media is all for the climate change bill, and it's all supposed to be all wonderful, and they haven't examined cap and trade. But what I noticed was that Senator Dorgan came out on the floor of the Senate and did a wonderful presentation explaining why he couldn't vote for the 400 pages of the cap and trade provisions of the legislation. And other groups are coming back and going to fight back to preserve the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act and not lower it so these corporate polluters can pollute more. So, and then the coal industry was handed, in that 300 pages, was handed big lobbying bonuses as well to keep on polluting in their areas. So I think that the bill should be scrapped. And so that's why when Meredith Smith and I went to, in June, when we went to the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C., and the U.S. House, and we lobbied all of our senators and two-thirds of the House members, which was all we could do in about a week and a half, being there, going office to office, when we lobbied them to talk about these issues. And I think that more people have to really speak up, call Washington and say, hey, you know, this bill needs to be scrapped, and we don't need to go down the road of paying off Wall Street one more time with another monetary giveaway.
And I believe you handed me a document pertaining to that bill that would create a bunch of different nuclear power plants throughout the country?
Yes, the NRC. Nuclear Regulatory Commission now, and the Department of Energy under Mr. Chu, who's now Energy Secretary, they're all pushing to get nuclear power back online again and put in new plants, fission plants, proposed fusion plants, all kinds of plants. And they want to make nuclear power the new entity, and they want to, within the bill, it's going to fund at our expense putting in these types of power plants. And so what happens here is that they don't take into consideration that they're going to use a lot of water, steam coming off the plants, water vapors, the greenhouse gas. Uranium mining is highly toxic, and they're going to be either doing it here, you know, polluting our rivers and streams, or they're going to do it in countries where there's a lot of uranium. So you're going to have a lot of people in other countries working in these mines and suffering the consequences of uranium mining, which is not good for miners.
Now, how many plants are we talking about here? Because, again, I thought it was scattered throughout the United States. We're not talking about one or two or even five or ten, are we?
No, we're talking about a minimum of 28 that I've seen so far. And most of them are going to be located in areas which I think are highly dangerous, and that's areas where there's hurricanes, severe weather events, and in different areas where when they store the radioactive waste on site, it could escape during a hurricane and during different types of events. They have no place to store the radioactive waste that these plants are going to produce. So right now, there's a lot of drawbacks, and it's expensive to even, I think it costs about $2 billion a year just to monitor the waste in these plants that we have now.
It is kind of mind-blowing. 28 new nuclear power plants. Where is all this waste supposed to go, and why the rush to get into nuclear power, and what communities are supposed to make the sacrifice for this type of behavior? It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, back after this with Rosalind Peterson, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
We are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis, joined by CaliforniaSkywatch.com's own Rosalind Peterson. And Rosalind, one of the things that really, really interests me about this whole subject matter is its connection to NASA. Can we talk about that for a moment?
You mean the jets?
Not the cap and trade stuff, but you know, just the geoengineering topic in general.
Well, NASA and the U.S. Air Force have really joined together for a lot of projects. So NASA has become militarized, especially for many of the satellites that go up, and many of its projects are more and more becoming military projects. So what happens here is that they have moved together in order to do a lot of these atmospheric heating and testing programs. They've moved together to do a lot of projects, warfare projects, in conjunction with militarized satellites, those kind of projects. So NASA is becoming less and less of an agency that's just for public and space exploration, although that's a large part of what they do. But they're becoming more and more part of as a handmaiden for the military projects. And so there's extra military money that goes into the funding for NASA now because of this connection between the two of them.
And what kind of documentation have you gotten that provides this information?
Well, if you go look at the CRES program, C-R-R-E-S program, if you look at some of the documents on my website, if you go to agriculturedefensecoalition.org, look in the search engine, you can type in CRRES and come up with a whole lot of projects that are joint NASA and U.S. Air Force projects. And you begin to see NASA involved in militarized satellites and things like that. So less and less are they just, in other words, a public agency which had a different mission. I think their mission has really changed.
Why do you think it's changed so much? I mean, obviously, you know, NASA was out there, oh, they're putting us on the moon, it's the space program, even the Challenger in the 80s was hugely promoted, and then they kind of fell into the background. And it seems to me as they fell into the background, they're more apt to take on these kind of projects that the public knows very little about.
Well, yes, and see, they're involved in spy satellites, and there's a lot of talking about using space-based weapon systems. So as NASA becomes more involved with the military, then they get into these types of projects as part of a military project. And the funding goes to NASA, and then it goes off to military projects as well, or they fund research in those areas for the military. So you have to kind of track what NASA's doing and associate it somewhat with the military. And I think part of the being on the moon and other things is part of our usage, going to be our usage for usage of space for warfare weapons. I think that's the next thing that's going to come.
It does seem like this is going to be, you know, weaponized. It's what the military does. I kind of want to get your take on Bill Gates announcing that he had these machines that could knock out hurricanes, and he's intending to put them, I think it's over on the Pacific coast, and that he wants to tax the residents for him, you know, basically stopping bad weather.
I didn't know about the West Coast. You mean
maybe it's not Pacific. I forget which ocean it's in. I can't remember.
Well, there was some talk about the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic, and he was going to put these machines out so that they could churn up the water and cool it down. In other words, bring up cooler water and then have it replace the warmer surface water when a hurricane was on its way. And it was talking about modifying hurricanes. I do know about that project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
And that was some patents about that. But that was for controlling and redirecting and or stopping hurricanes. However, we do know from looking at different government agencies that we believe that some of the force of the hurricanes are good for ocean systems. And we also know that hurricanes are not always bad because sometimes the weather fronts don't turn into hurricanes. They turn into rainfall for some of the states, and they kind of stabilize the weather in some ways so that you have natural patterns going around the world.
Rosalind Peterson is our guest. CaliforniaSkyWatch.com is the website. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Info Warrior. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true, total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we are back at the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. 6 to 9 Central Time every Sunday following the Alex Jones Show on KLBJ. And we're going to be returning to weeknights after Invisible Empire is done. I've been working very, very hard on that film. I just can't even tell you how much time I've dedicated to it. It's pretty much every waking hour outside of the once a week I'm doing this, or I'm helping with the second Obama film. Just so much to do, and really the offices are filling up. You probably saw the video posted earlier in the week where we showed you the new addition to the command center, Alex and myself, and really showing you the floor plans of a gutted studio. We're going to go to James in Massachusetts in just a moment for Rosalind Peterson. We are streaming live right now, 888-201-2244. Rosalind, it just seems like this is so overwhelming to people that they really want to back out. You know, they don't want to hear this stuff. And, you know, case in point, when we interviewed the mayor that you were so gracious enough to set us up with, he really didn't want to tell the story about his awakening, how you had approached him several times about this. He'd kind of blown you off. But he was at a picnic with his wife when he saw one of these persistent jet contrails.
Yes, he saw several, and it really worried him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, but he got it, and mm-hmm. so I think that people can get it, and I think that we have to realize that we can all make a difference, and we can put a stop to some of this, and I think that we have to join together and do that. And if we stick to the facts of what we can prove, we can do it. And so I encourage everyone to take heart that we're only defeated if we believe we can't do anything and we're powerless, or we just go and hide in a hole because we're afraid. I think that we can all speak out and step forward, and when we do, we become a powerful voice for change.
And we can be persistent. You know, somebody may not be, you know, the most, you know, they may not be able to take the information the first time, the second time, but it's going to be in their head. And finally, something may wake them up, and then they're going to ask you for even more information. I find that the case more often than not.
Oh, I find that also, too. Could I make one comment about nuclear power plants? I'd like to go
sure.
back to that subject just briefly.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone wants to look at where these plants are going to be located, they go to www.nrc.gov, and then just type in new reactor map, and it will come right up. And what I wanted to say for your listeners is that there's three plants planned for Texas. I'm looking at the map right now. One is in Amarillo. One looks like it's near Dallas, and one looks like it's at Comanche Peak in South Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Each of these has two units. And then you've got units in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. South Carolina looks like it has two. North Carolina has one. Then you've got Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, Missouri, Idaho, and Utah. So there's quite a range here of places where they have proposals for these power plants that they want to fund through the new energy bill.
All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to James in Massachusetts. James, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. Boy, so much to talk about in so little time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get right to it. Rosalind, thank God for troublesome women. I heard what you said about the weather thing. People do not understand, most of them, that weather is merely the attempt of the Earth to achieve equilibrium. And what bothers me is messing with the, you know, throwing in the human variables. Now I lost my point. I'll just jump off. Good job anyway, Jason.
All right, thank you. Well, yeah, the human variables out there, when you're willing to kill, you know, 11.7 marine mammals, when you're not even going to count the amount of aquatic life, the fish that you're going to kill there as well, you're not even going to be concerned with the human beings that make a living by fishing that area, and not even announce to them that this is going to happen. And again, we're only a month away from these drills and 6 days away from you being able to put your statements, your comments on the record. And it is going to take a lot of people calling their congressmen, their city councilmen,
their state senators, their actual senators, for anything to be done about this naval drill issue. On top of that, I mean, it's been just an uphill battle for you and others like you to try to get the persistent jet contrail issue out there. But, you know, at least you got to speak before the UN once. I mean, I hope that more people do take this on. I mean, you've also been on the local news. The Discovery Channel came out and did a special. A lot of that was a hit piece. But we are starting to see this stuff more in the mainstream, Rosalind. Case in point, the History Channel has this new show called That's Impossible, where they dedicated an entire hour to quote-unquote weather warfare.
Yes, and they've had a second one since the weather warfare on military hardware of current and future, which I thought was excellent because I'd seen that they were using some of this in warfare already. So this program is really a good program if anybody wants to watch the whole series.
Yeah, I think the one you're talking about is the Real Terminators program, right, where they go over the big dogs and some of the other artificial intelligence they're starting to use in robotics overseas.
Yes, and there's that too. So there's a lot coming out about what we can expect in the future on these issues. But I can, in response to your previous caller who was talking about weather modification,
mm-hmm.
Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas has a weather modification bill, number 601, which we've been working to defeat because it would allow anyone to modify or mitigate the weather without congressional oversight, without public consent or even knowledge of these programs. So we're working to defeat that bill this year in the U.S. Congress. And also, I wanted your listeners to know that right now there's no laws that protect the public from weather modification programs. Anyone can modify your weather without your consent using any chemical, any method, at any time, and there's no congressional oversight. There is no, for the most part, state oversight over any federal program, and most states don't have any oversight bodies except for Texas has a board that talks about weather modification and has meetings.
So what kind of direction would you point people in to combat this? I mean, obviously, it's of great concern that some kind of a private corporation or government entity can just change your weather without having to tell your community, your local representatives, and have no repercussions brought against them.
Right, because most people wouldn't know. But the problem here is that it's going to negatively impact agriculture just like it's been doing in the panhandle of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the August 6, 2000 meeting of the Weather Regulatory Commission in Texas has that meeting is online and it's worth listening to because the Texas Panhandle ranchers are really complaining bitterly about the problems they're having in the Panhandle with weather modification programs taking away water from their ranches so that their the grass doesn't grow and it's going to put them out of business with their cattle. And also when you move weather around or water from one place to another, you can create an artificial drought in one area and too much rain in another. So they can't always control the end results of those programs.
Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. How can people support your efforts and get involved?
Well, they can go to my website or they can contact me at my email address, which is info@CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. They can go to CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. They can fill out the petitions. They can oppose weather modification legislation that has no public oversight, like U.S. Senate Bill 601. They can call the National Marine Fisheries Service and their U.S. senators and congressmen and ask them to hold congressional hearings on this Navy warfare expansion and to protect our marine mammals and human health as well. So there's a lot of things that people can do, and there's documents on the CaliforniaSkyWatch.com website. There's documents on the AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org website. There's 325 Navy documents that are available for people to look at, addresses, places where they can go. And last but not least, they can call me on the phone at 707-485-7520. And I will try to give them information and help if they want to join with us in bringing some sensibility to some of these programs that are currently ongoing or planned.
Well, you're extremely intelligent and extremely gracious to people and trying to combat this type of thing. I want to take another step back and really let people know this is something that you've been, you know, the environment is something you've been involved in both personally and professionally for the majority of your life, if not all of it, correct?
Well, it has been because I was born and raised on a working farm where we had fruits and vegetables and walnuts and strawberries, different kinds of things over the years. And I also worked for the United States Department of Agriculture as a crop loss adjuster for the Farm Service Agency in California. So I've been really interested in how certain things that we're doing impact crop production, which is our food supply and our water supply. And I've been really concerned about that my entire life because without a reliable weather, without, you know, for the most part, where rain is normal instead of having these extreme swings, which I don't think is caused by global warming, but I think it's caused by the 60 ongoing and current weather modification programs listed by NOAA, that I think that we have to get that we're having an impact and we're deliberately manipulating things here, and private corporations can do that, and the military, and we need to take back, in other words, our crop production and protect our food and water supplies and human health. And we can make a difference if we all work together.
What is NOAA?
It's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It's a part of the U.S. Department of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And the National Weather Service is a branch of that. The National Marine Fisheries Service is a branch of NOAA. So NOAA is a big umbrella for a lot of different agencies under the U.S. Department of Commerce.
But it seems like this is the major organization that these 60-plus programs are running through?
No, NOAA just happens to be notified by some when they have weather modification programs. And so they're just listed there, but there's really, they have no oversight function and they don't control or curtail or make any comments about the program.
So who have you been able to get to make comments, even if they're small ones or brief ones? Because I remember you also telling me a story after you had given your speech, you know, some people were coming up and saying, oh, this just isn't true, but then you were getting supporters.
More and more people across the country are beginning to realize what's going on. They're looking at the records, they're looking at the documents, and they're beginning to take action. Mm-hmm. And so more and more pressure is being put on elected officials and local officials to take action. And, for example, in Siskiyou County in California, they stopped the weather modification program dead in its tracks in the last 6 months. The people rose up and said, absolutely no. And so the corporation backed away and said they weren't going to get involved. And the people said, look, this water, this rainfall, this climate is ours, and you can't come in here and take our rainfall or our snowpack and put it somewhere else.
And I'm sure that the program was packaged in a manner that it was all supposed to be positive and good. What was the program that they stopped?
The Pacific Gas and Electric Company decided that they wanted to go into Siskiyou County and put a weather modification there to add more snow and more rainfall to a different area and modify their weather. And they wanted more snowpack in a different area to help out another area of the state. And so the people of Siskiyou County rose up and said no. It wasn't packaged. They just came before the Board of Supervisors. I can't remember if it's the Board of Supervisors. I think it's the Board of Supervisors. And they just brought a package in and said, look, this is what we're going to do, and it's going to be helpful. And it was a very positive presentation. Well, all of a sudden, the people got wind of it, and then there was a lot of discussion, and the people said, no, no, this isn't such a good idea. You could put us into drought, or you could put us into very adverse weather conditions with what you plan. And so Pacific Gas and Electric Company backed away from it and quit. But that was only after Channel 2, KTVU, Oakland, San Francisco, put a program about weather modification programs on the air. They came here and interviewed me about those programs and put it on the air. And people began to really see that it was real, And that's what motivated people to start to take an interest in to put a stop to some of this.
And that's why it's so important to have good people working in the local media and in local government, because they have an extreme amount of power. If people don't see it on the television, they don't believe it's real. That's just the society we live in. And more people are not even reading the local papers anymore. But it seems like even a small story like that can have such a great impact on a community like yours.
Yes, and all over. And so this is why we're talking about it. I go to speaking engagements. Other people I know are going to speaking engagements. The Bonfire Coalition out of upstate New York is working hard on these issues as well. And you can find information about the Bonfire Coalition on the California Skywatch website. Bridget Conroy in Arizona, Arizona Skywatch, is working hard on these issues as well. So there's a whole group of us that are working in different states, that are trying to bring these issues out and talk to people about them. So this is why it's important that we all work together.
It is very important that we work together, because there is so much to work on. Final segment with Roslyn Peterson coming up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Prison Planet. Oh, do I got another minute? I'm sorry. My guys, my board op is a little bit weird today. Basically, I'm not used to doing the show on a Thursday when we're recording for a Sunday. In the last segment coming up in about 4 minutes, I really do want to talk about what needs to be done on that local level. I mean, again, you only have a month till these drills. I mean, do they go to their city councilmen? Do they just bombard their congressional representatives with phone calls? Do they get out into the streets, into the ports where these drills are going to be held? We're going to be talking to Roslyn Peterson about this. Final segment of the Info Warrior coming up. Remember, we're going to be live once a week, 6 to 9 Central Time, after the Alex Jones program, running probably until, you know, mid to late December, when we put Invisible Empire in the bag. And let me tell you, folks, I'm just so proud of this film. I really can't wait for it to come out. We're going to be releasing it on YouTube for everybody to see Christmas Eve. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
With me, Rosalind Peterson, and we really covered a range of issues from these naval drills taking place in September. Again, really only a week to make your comments known to your elected officials, and only a month before they officially kick off for a five-year period. We talked cap and trade. We talked persistent jet contrails. We talked about tree death and degradation. Rosalind, just a host of issues. How can people be most effective in combating them?
Well, they need to pick one issue, not try to get into so many, you know, tremendous amount of issues. Pick an issue that they're interested in, and then educate themselves about that issue. And there's a lot of ways to take action, depending on the issue. For example, you asked about the Navy and what we were going to be doing. And besides talking to people, being on radio stations, we're going to be probably having a demonstration at some point on the Mendocino Coast. We're going to be talking to more and more people in other counties and other states and organizing together. And we're going to be doing a mass call-in to our elected representatives during the next month, actually all of August, to get them to hold congressional hearings and to postpone this massive expansion. So weather modification, it's education, learning what's going on in your state, and there's information on my website about that and a map showing the weather modification programs. People can also get a listing of those. So there's a lot of actions that people can take, but they need to know something about the subject so when they go and talk to others, they have some information and can speak intelligently about the project.
And I find that to be the key. You know, everybody's always like, oh, what can I do? What can I do? The first thing that you can do is really educate yourself on this material so you can pull some facts out of your head, so you can sound like you know what you're talking about, so you're not stammering and stuttering over the information and being dismissed out of hand.
Well, if you have a series of beliefs and you're only basing what you say on your belief system, it's really hard to get noticed and to get others to go along with what changes you may want to bring about or to get interested in your issues. If you bring them the documents and if you show them the Navy Environmental Impact Statement online, if you start to talk about, go to the U.S. Federal Register for March 11, 2009, look at the Navy permit that's requested by that was requested from the U.S. Department of Commerce. All of that information is there, and when you have it in your hands and you see what they're really planning, then it's easier to take a step, and it's easier to get other people to sign petitions and enlist the efforts of many, many people.
Absolutely, and you do want to be educated on this because it's happening right in front of your face. It's a lot more important than Sunday night football, than your favorite baseball team, than sitting back and enjoying a Jenny Light or a Bud Light or whatever's being advertised on that big box that so many seem to be hypnotized and mesmerized by. These are issues that really affect our everyday lives. CaliforniaSkywatch.com is the website. Thank you so much, Rosalind.
Oh, and thank you. It's been a privilege to be on your show tonight. Thank you.
Oh, I thank you so much. And hopefully all you cats out there watching this on YouTube are going to go to the website, find out about the information, and take action, because this is a real topic. They're now out there talking about geoengineering. Again, they're saying, oh, we're just going to shoot some pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun in order to combat global warming. Remember, global warming is going to be the end all be all for everything that's wrong on this planet, and cap and trade is the solution. Well, if you listen to this program, it's anything but a solution. It's a way to consolidate power for the rich elites to take more and more away from you and I, the slave class. I'm Jason Burmis. This is the Info Warrior. If you missed any of the program, you get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com, or you can go to prisonplanet.tv. Thank you all.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.